Welcome back to Boundaries That Stick, 5 reasons why your boundaries don't work and what to do about it. I'm Brent Peake, and this is Lesson 7, Tackling the Avoidance Trap. And this is our last trap that I'm going to help you get out of so that you can begin to set some boundaries that will stick. Let's revisit Jennifer, our busy mom who's learning about boundaries. She often finds herself feeling overwhelmed by the demands of both her professional life and her personal life. And recently, her husband Mike has developed a habit of making decisions that affect the whole family without consulting her. These decisions might range from planning family vacations to making significant financial choices, and Jennifer feels increasingly sidelined and unimportant, as if her input and preferences don't matter. She starts to avoid addressing these issues with Mike, fearing confrontation and hoping that the situation will improve on its own. This avoidance, however, only leads to more stress and resentment. As weeks go by, Jennifer's frustration and feelings of insignificance deepen. She begins to notice that her relationship with Mike is suffering. There is more silence, and these periods of silence last longer and longer, although they are beginning to be punctuated by rather difficult arguments as the emotional distance between them grows. Jennifer's avoidance of the issue makes her feel powerless and erodes her self-esteem. She starts to dread coming home, knowing that unresolved tensions will await her. The constant stress impacts her performance at work and her ability to enjoy time with her children. Jennifer realizes that avoiding the problem is not only damaging her relationship, but also her overall well-being. Now, in my experience, the avoidance trap is often the last step before things begin to get much worse in a relationship. So that's why I specifically wanted to use an example of a relationship with a partner or spouse. Because when we begin to avoid the problems, we are just a step or two away from some much more difficult issues in the relationship. So we want to make really certain that we are doing what we can to avoid the avoidance trap and address our problems head on. The avoidance trap occurs when you avoid confronting problematic behavior directly by distancing yourself from the person or the situation. This can manifest in various ways, such as dodging conversations, ignoring messages, or physically avoiding someone who consistently oversteps your boundaries. While avoidance might offer temporary relief from the discomfort of confrontation, it often exacerbates the problem in the long run. Unresolved issues can fester, leading to increased stress, anxiety, and a sense of powerlessness. Relationships can become strained or deteriorate entirely as the underlying problems remain unaddressed. Avoiding conflict prevents the development of effective communication and problem-solving skills, which are essential for healthy, enduring relationships. By sidestepping the issue, you not only fail to set clear boundaries, but also allow the problematic behavior to continue, therefore undermining your own well-being and the health of the relationship. We often avoid these situations because of our fear of conflict and the discomfort that comes with confrontation. Many people are conditioned to believe that maintaining harmony and avoiding disputes is the best way to preserve relationships. This belief can stem from early experiences where expressing needs or confronting issues led to negative outcomes, like rejection, anger, or punishment. Additionally, some individuals struggle with low self-esteem or lack of assertiveness, making it difficult to stand up for themselves. The fear of damaging a relationship or being perceived as difficult or unreasonable can also contribute to avoidance. This avoidance becomes a coping mechanism to shield oneself from immediate emotional distress, even though it leads to greater long-term issues. Understanding these underlying reasons can help in recognizing the importance of facing issues directly and developing healthier ways to manage conflicts. So here's your key insight for this lesson. Address problematic behavior directly. It is crucial to understand that addressing problematic behavior directly with clear boundaries is essential for fostering healthy and sustainable relationships. When you confront issues head-on, you demonstrate respect for yourself and the other person by valuing honest communication and mutual understanding. Directly addressing behavior prevents small issues from escalating into larger, more complex issues. It also helps to establish a culture of openness and trust in the relationship, where both parties feel safe to express their needs and concerns. By setting clear boundaries, you reduce long-term stress and prevent the buildup of resentment and frustration that often accompanies avoidance. Remember, just because a conversation might be uncomfortable doesn't mean it's harmful. In fact, these discussions are often necessary for growth and improvement in relationships. Embracing direct communication not only strengthens your relationships, but also enhances your emotional resilience and problem-solving skills, leading to a more balanced and fulfilling life. So how to fix the avoidance trap? Well, assert first. Withdraw if necessary. I'm not saying you're never going to pull away from somebody who doesn't respect your boundaries, but assert first. Set that boundary. Let them know what's going on for you. Share your feelings. Share your preferences with them. And then, if necessary, withdraw. But if you would withdraw from the beginning, you'll never know what might have happened. So to overcome the avoidance trap, it's essential to practice addressing problematic behavior calmly and clearly. Begin by preparing yourself mentally for the conversation, acknowledging that while it may be uncomfortable, it is necessary for your well-being and the health of the relationship. Start by asserting a boundary in a respectful and straightforward manner. Use I statements to express how the behavior affects you and what changes you need. For instance, if a friend frequently makes hurtful jokes, calmly say, "I feel hurt when you make those jokes. Please stop making them around me." If the behavior continues despite your efforts, then consider distancing yourself as a last resort. This step should be taken when necessary to protect your well-being, but not as a first response. It's important to give the other person a chance to respect your boundary first. For example, if someone continues to make inappropriate comments after you've asked them to stop, then you might choose to limit your interactions with them or involve some outside help if necessary. So, some practical steps to implementing these boundaries. Number one, identify the issue. Recognize the specific behavior that needs to be addressed and be clear about what it is that's bothering you and why you need it to change. Number two, set your clear boundary. Communicate your boundaries directly and calmly, using I statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming the other person. Number three, take action if necessary. If the behavior continues despite your efforts, then consider distancing yourself to protect your well-being. This might involve reducing contact, setting firmer limits, or seeking support from other people. And then follow up, reassess the situation after some time. If the person respects your boundary, acknowledge the positive change, and if not, be prepared to take further steps to protect your well-being. By practicing this approach, you can maintain healthier relationships and reduce long-term stress. Confronting issues directly helps to establish clear expectations and fosters a culture of mutual respect and understanding. So let's check back in with Jennifer. She's determined to improve her situation, and so she decides to confront the issue head-on. She acknowledges that while the conversation with Mike might be uncomfortable, it is necessary for the health of their relationship and her own peace of mind. Jennifer prepares herself mentally for the discussion by focusing on the importance of direct communication and the potential positive outcomes as she focuses on what she needs and prefers in the relationship. She plans to use I statements to express her feelings and needs without blaming Mike. For instance, she decides to say, "I feel excluded and undervalued when major decisions are made without my input. I need us to discuss these decisions together." When the moment arrives, Jennifer chooses a calm and private setting to talk with Mike. She communicates her feelings clearly and empathetically, explaining how his unilateral decisions affect her. Jennifer sets a clear boundary. She needs to be consulted on significant family matters. Mike initially seems surprised and defensive, but Jennifer remains firm and respectful. She emphasizes that this boundary is essential for her to feel valued and involved in their partnership. Over time, Mike begins to understand and respect Jennifer's needs. He starts involving her in decision-making processes, and their relationship improves as they rebuild trust and communication. By addressing the issue directly, Jennifer reduces her stress and resentment. She feels more empowered and valued in her marriage, leading to a happier home environment. This positive change also enhances her performance at work and her interactions with her children. By breaking free from the avoidance trap, Jennifer strengthens her relationship with Mike and fosters a healthier, more supportive dynamic. So here are your key takeaways from this lesson. Number one, recognize the avoidance trap. The avoidance trap involves avoiding problematic behavior instead of addressing it directly with clear boundaries. This can lead to unresolved issues, increased stress, and weaken relationships. Number two, understand the importance of direct communication. Addressing problematic behavior directly is crucial for maintaining healthy relationships. It helps prevent small issues from escalating and fosters a culture of openness and trust. Number three, balance assertiveness with self-care. Start by asserting your boundaries calmly and clearly. If the behavior continues despite your efforts, consider distancing yourself as a last resort to protect your well-being. And then number four, and this is what we talked about in the last lesson as well, distinguish between temporary discomfort and long-term harm. Confronting issues may cause temporary discomfort, but prevents long-term harm to your well-being and the relationships. Direct communication strengthens emotional resilience and your problem-solving skills. Now, time to pull out your journal and reflect on these three questions. Number one, think of a time when you avoided addressing a problematic behavior. How did this avoidance affect your well-being and relationships? What were the long-term consequences? Number two, identify a current situation where you need to set a boundary instead of avoiding the person or the issue. What is the outcome that you're trying to avoid? What specific behavior needs to be addressed? Why is it important? And what outcome are you hoping for? Number three, plan your communication. Write a script for how you can assert your boundary calmly and clearly using I statements. How will you express your feelings and needs without blaming the other person? So that is the last of our boundary traps, the avoidance trap. In the next lesson, be sure to come back because we are going to dive into how our underlying issues impact our ability to set boundaries. What are those underlying core issues that get in the way of us being able to set boundaries to take care of ourselves and our lives and in our relationships? So thanks for joining me for this lesson. I will see you in the next one.